Lee's Ferry, Arizona. This is the gateway to the Grand Canyon. And it's been called by an author in a review of a book on Lee's Ferry, the Broadway in 42nd Street of the Southwest. Crossing here of the Colorado River, first one in hundreds of miles in either directions. So people have tried to come through here and cross the river starting as early as 1776 with the Dominguez Escalante expedition. They ended up not crossing here and going further east and crossing the Colorado River at a place called the Crossing of the Fathers. And Jacob Hamlin, the Buckskin Apostle with the Mormon Church, had come through this area. He did a circumperambulation of the Grand Canyon, which meant he walked all around with some of the Mormons and Indians and completely around the Grand Canyon. He gets credit for the first successful crossing here of Lee's Ferry in the 1860s. But it wasn't until about 1871, 72, that John D. Lee was sent here by the Mormon Church and established the first real active crossing here. Used one of John Wesley Powell's boats to cross some people across the river. He was sent here by the Mormon Church for his part in what was called the Mountain Meadows Massacre, which is a whole nother story that would take another 5-minute history to tell, at least. But John D. Lee was here for a few years with a couple of his wives and ran the ferry operation, and then he had to leave. His wife ran it. The Mormon Church took over. They bought it from his wife and eventually strung two cables across the river. There were two ferry crossings, an upper crossing and a lower crossing, depending on the water level, high water and low water. And the ferry operated for from that period of 1871-72, that winter, until around 1928. It had suffered some accidents where boats had wrecked, they tipped over, they got caught in the current, and loss of some lives, and there was a final accident in 1928, which closed the ferry because Navajo Bridge was being built and would be completed the next year. So there was no sense in any more effort or work effort or monetary effort to reconstruct the ferry, since the Navajo Bridge would be replacing the ferry anyway within a year. So very important spot. There have been several books written about it. The latest was by P.T. Riley and his collection of all his research material on Lee's Ferry and for his book and other topics of the Southwest and the Colorado River at the Klein Library at NAU in special collections. And it's a fairly comprehensive book. He talks about just about everybody who crossed at Lee's Ferry. He doesn't name all the names, but all the important people like Zane Grey and things like that, as well as crossing stock animals, cars, the building of the Tithe Road on the what we would call River Left, that's fallen into disrepair, but it used to be a wagon road to bypass what was called Lee's Backbone, a steep ridge, so this was a more gradual effort.